What's up, listeners? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to encourage you, motivate you, and meditate with you? Look no further. Self-Care with Lee is a podcast to encourage you to love yourself, hold yourself accountable, and caring and nurturing for yourself so you can grow and reach your highest potential. I want to be your friend, motivator, and cheer you on. You got this. Here's to Self-Care with Lee. Good morning. It's a new week. Give yourself grace and allow yourself to feel. You are making things happen. You are succeeding. And if you need time to pull yourself together, prioritize rest. Understand what you need, give yourself that, and know you are in control. You got this. Breathe in, breathe out. You are now meditating with Lee. What's up, listeners? It's your girl Lee here. I am excited to be back. You know, this podcast has changed my entire life and perspective. I am so grateful to just be here, be the voice of reason, be your cheerleader, be your motivator, and encourage you to reach your highest potential. As you know, this is year two. This is also still season two, but something was telling me to rebrand. So, of course, we changed the name from Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales to simply Self-Care with Lee. This is the podcast that's going to motivate you, encourage you, and cheer you on through any circumstance, situation, and remember to keep your head up. I needed this podcast when I was going through my worst time. I want to be able to support you during those times where you need someone to support you, even if it's just through this podcast. I am excited to be back again. Like I said, this is season two. Still, I don't want you to get confused. We are rebranding as Self-Care with Lee. Have you ever felt disappointed with yourself? And you just don't know what to do with yourself. You're all talked out, no one seems to understand, and you feel alone with your thoughts. All this negativity is like a cloud over you. Don't worry, friend. I have been where you are. I've been sad. I've been depressed. I've been rejected. And I have felt lonely. But what if I told you to take these negative feelings and approach them with a new confidence, knowing that you will break free from these confusing thoughts? What if you just for a moment thought positive and took a chance on something you actually wanted to do during this time of negativity? Instead of feeling alone, maybe accept this time as your time to plan and strategize. Let me tell you, if you're listening, and I mean really listening to me, you know that this work is not easy. You will need to be strong. And I mean the type of strength it takes to get out of a funk is a job. It is difficult. It's a fight. And you'll feel like beating yourself up and giving up. But recently, I have learned that it is okay to not be okay. Just don't give up. You cannot feel perfect, happy, and joyful all the time. But you can reach those as goals. You can change your approach of feeling that way as your new goal for the week. You always want to feel grateful for the things that you have and the circumstances that you are in. But if you need to reach your next level, begin this week with a beautiful mindset and knowing that you need to reach the goal of happiness, peace, joy, and positivity. One thing about life is that it keeps going. You have to find your inner peace, your happiness, your success, your joy. But a lot of the times you're searching for that outward. You're looking for that person, place, or thing that's going to make you feel these things. But recently, me and my friend were discussing shadow work. Shadow work is one of the hardest jobs I've ever done. That's when you go inside of yourself to criticize and change behavior within yourself. You acknowledge these behaviors, these patterns, and these cycles that you put yourself through trying to reach for that happiness and success. You're more aware once you start doing the shadow work. And let me just tell you, that work is not easy. It shows you things about yourself. It reveals things about yourself, your past traumas, your past pain, and you have to learn to release them and let it go. During this time, you're sabotaging yourself because some of the times you don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to be productive. You don't want to do anything but sit with yourself. But let me tell you, I've recently went on a 3-day fast, and this fast has cleared my mental, my physical, all around have brought me joy and peace. And I was able to gift myself this fast and really dive into the work that I was doing with myself. I spent a lot of time outside and in nature while I was doing this, because most of the time when you're not being able to eat, you become hangry, okay? But I was able to go on walks, go to the gym, go to the beach, change my scenery around. So I was approaching usual negative thoughts, like not being able to eat, thinking about food, with a new approach of going outside, being with nature, being one with nature, understanding how I felt during those moments, so I can add new patterns to my life, new cycles to my life, like being more active and going to the gym regularly, daily. And that was something that I was doing before, but then I would reward myself with food. Instead of rewarding myself with food, I just felt peace when I got back from my walk or from the gym. I felt peace when I approached a negative situation about food and whatever I wanted to crave at that moment with, let me take myself on a walk. Let me even bring Simba, my dog. Let me read a book outside near the fire pit. Let me approach this situation with a new mindset. Again, it was not easy, but it has changed my perspective. And I just want you to know that you can apply new approaches with confidence to your negative situation. You do not have to sit in those emotions, those feelings, that rejection, that failure. You don't have to sit there for long. I used to tell myself, give yourself 72 hours, cry it out, do whatever, bed rot, whatever you want to do. But now give myself 72 hours to fast. Let me rejuvenate my body. Let me cleanse myself out. Let me have a new mindset, a new physical being. Let me rise up and stop sabotaging myself. Let me get out of my own way. I hope that this is speaking to someone. I hope that you know that you're not alone when you're feeling negative, when you're feeling lonely, when you're feeling failure, when you're feeling rejection. Everyone experiences it. But let's take a new approach on those feelings. Let's take a new approach on those emotions, and let's change our lives. Let's get out of our own way. Stop sabotaging our next level, because we are in control. My friend recently told me that maybe the reason why you're sabotaging yourself is because you're afraid of that next level. You're afraid to break that glass ceiling and go above and beyond, because there's blessings, there's abundance, there's prosperity waiting for you. And let me tell you, my friend touched me, hit me in my chest with that phrase, because yes, maybe I was sabotaging myself, being disappointed, being in the bed, not being productive, because I was afraid of my next level. And when I tell you, when I looked at that giant in the face, the giant of failure, the giant of rejection, the giant of not being emotionally productive or physically productive, I began to change my life. So by now, we are going to take a quick break. It was really getting good, wasn't it? No worries, I'll be back after a few commercial breaks. Stay tuned. Are you looking for entertainment and you don't want to watch TV but want to get lost in someone else's story? Look no further. Audible is here. In your free time, you can listen to the latest book releases and now podcast. Storytelling at your convenience. Download Audible today and use my discount code, which is below the link in the summary page of this podcast, and get lost in the story of any genre. I hope you enjoy. Is it time for new scenery? A vacation? or maybe a home away from home so you can work remotely in any state, country, or city? Look no further. Booking.com has you covered. With a wide range of hotels in various locations at an affordable cost. Not breaking the bank, you deserve to get the very best for your buck. Use my Booking.com link below and receive a discount on your next stay today. Au revoir. Welcome back, listeners. It's your girl Lee here. I am just going to let you know that you got this. You are in control and you're going to stop being in your own way. If you're ready for a new beginning and it's time to break free from those negative thoughts, brace yourself. Give yourself grace and know that those feelings and emotions of negativity don't last. Tough people do. You are more than capable of growing and going through the motions of life. This is a journey. Set your expectations of instant gratifications, results, success aside, and give yourself time to grieve, feel, and go through, but also plan for accepting your level up. You are going to reach your highest level, and you're going to reach your highest potential. You are capable of all things, and just know that when you're feeling weak, do something new in that circumstance. Instead of laying down, maybe get up and make yourself some water or some hot tea. Romanticize your life. I have really enjoyed using that word this summer, romanticizing, because I deserve the best things in life. If you put that into your mind, and every time you're feeling a negative thought or an emotion, understand that you deserve the very best out of your journey. Your purpose in life is to be your best self. So in order to reach that goal, put all that other stuff away. I forgot to mention that during my fast, of course, I was on a liquid diet, but I got rid of Instagram. I got rid of social media and my need to post all of the time. If you're a content creator, you know that it is really, really hard for us to set those things aside because you're always in the constant mindset of planning your next content. If you're working a 9-to-5, you're always in the mindset of planning your next project, excuse me. But let me just tell you this, set all of that aside and make you some tea. Then write down what you have to do for the day. Block out the distractions. Me blocking out Instagram has helped me tremendously. I am back up there, of course, but I'm on it on my terms. I am not trying to push out all this content. I am not a content robot. I am not a project robot for my 9-to-5 job. I am me. I am reaching my highest potential. I will break free of the negativity and my past self. I will get out of my own way. And you should too. With love, and as always, here's to Self-Care with Lee, our new name, our new brand. And I want you to hold yourself accountable. You got this. You are going to get out of your own way and you will succeed. With love, give yourself grace. Love on yourself. Be kind. Until next time, here's to Self-Care with Lee. Texas.